This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Scientists in Boulder are analyzing data that focuses on whether the statewide stay-at-home order improved air quality. Jessica Gilman of NOAA says they began collecting data over a month ago.
And one thing that's interesting and unique to this project is that we don't exactly know when it's going to end. Usually you have a set deadline, you do your work, you go home at the end of it. We're hoping to catch the rebound of the economic activities.
Gilman says car counts in Metro Denver are creeping back up as economic activity slowly resumes. Scientists expect to publish their results in the coming months. Defense Secretary Mark Esper is in Colorado Springs today, meeting with the leaders of U.S. Northern Command to discuss coronavirus response. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
Secretary Esper is taking new steps to defend the Pentagon's approach to fighting the pandemic. Some Democrats have criticized the response as slow and disjointed. Esper's meeting with General Terrence O'Shaughnessy at NORTHCOM. O'Shaughnessy's leading the military's support for civilian agencies combating the virus. It's Esper's first trip beyond Washington since joining President Trump in Norfolk, Virginia, in sending off the hospital ship Comfort. That was in late March. Today's trip comes as Trump pushes to reopen the country. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Coming up on the program, a member of the Congressional Oversight Commission talks about overseeing federal funds designed to help out big businesses affected by coronavirus. Then, a new film about street violence in London became a sensation after its release in British theaters a few months ago. Now, Blue Story is available on streaming devices for U.S. viewers. Those stories are next. Also coming up, political candidates like us are stuck at home, so campaigns had to go viral.
I spend just about every waking hour of every day texting voters. I text about 12,000 people a day.
Texts and Zooms have replaced door knocks and rallies. What life is like on the virtual campaign trail in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. There is a red flag warning in effect till 8 for Denver tonight, until 9 for Colorado Springs, Pueblo, Grand Junction, and the Central Mountains around Vail. This is CPR News.